بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. طيب. Okay, today this is going to be our session number 26. Reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, in this session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are going to continue with lesson 26, where we left off in the previous session, starting with exercise number 5. Before doing so, inshallah, we're going to have a quick summary review of the points from the English key, 1 through 9, but especially points 2 to 9, because the exercise is related to the first point we have completed already. And the remaining exercises we'll be dealing with the points from the English key from point number 2 to point number 9. Okay, so we're going to begin with a quick review of the English key, and then focusing, of course, on the points that the exercise is going to be dealing with today, which are starting from point number 2. And then we'll pick up where we left off with exercise number 5. All right, so in the English key, the first point, which exercises we have completed already, are dealing with al-fi'l al-ruba'i, the ruba'i or quadrilateral verb, which has four radicals, four root letters, like tarjama and ba'athara and harwala and basmala. So just like the thulathi verbs, which have three root letters, the ruba'i also is divided into mujarrad and mazid. The mujarrad means it only has the four original root letters without any extra letters. And there's only one pattern for the ruba'i mujarrad. That's fa'alala. And then there's also the mazid, which has three patterns. The first of them is tafa'alala, like tara'ara'a or tamadmada. And the second of them is if'alala, with shadda on the lam, if'alala, like itma'anna and ishma'azza. And the third of them is if'anlala, like ifranqa'a. Naam. Or, yani, naam, ifranjama. So this is pretty much, the quadrilateral verb. These are the summary of the points related to it. We have covered them in several of the previous sessions, and we completed the exercises related to it. We're going to go now on to the points from the English key that we're going to be covering in the exercises today. Point number 2 on page 117 has the example, this is a man, hadha rajulun, with tanween. And contrasting that to this is the man, hadha ar-rajulu, with alif lam. But this sentence may also mean this man. Yani hadha ar-rajulu may mean this is the man, or it may mean this man. The listener may think you mean this man and wait for the khabar. To avoid this ambiguity, an appropriate pronoun is inserted between the mubtada and the khabar. So instead of hadha ar-rajulu, which is unclear, it could have one of two meanings. Hadha huwa ar-rajulu makes it clear that in this sentence, ar-rajulu is not a bedel for hadha, rather it is a khabar. And they gave us examples of that. This is called damir al-fasl, the differentiating pronoun. It removes the ambiguity that occurs in a sentence where the mubtada is ism ishara and the word following it has alif lam. could be a khabar, it could be a badal for hadha. So when we use the dhamir al-fasl, it eliminates this ambiguity and it makes it clear with the dhamir al-fasl that the word following it is the khabar. This problem is also when the mubtada is a proper noun, the name of a person. Yani like Hassan or Hamid or something like this. Yani the same ambiguity occurs. Yani and the khabar, yani whether mubtada is a proper noun and the khabar is an adjective or a noun with alif lam, then there's the same ambiguity. It could be that this is a mubtada and a khabar, and it could be that this is a mubtada and a yani a word that is tabi' for it. So Hamid al-la'ib, which may mean Hamid the player, or it may mean Hamid is the player. So in this case, yani it could be Hamid is the mubtada and al-la'ib is the khabar. Hamid is the player, that's a complete sentence. Or it could be just al-la'ib is an adjective for Hamid. Hamid al-la'ib, yani Hamid the player, and then we're still waiting for a khabar. So to eliminate this ambiguity again, the dhamir al-fasl is used, differentiating pronoun, that makes clear that what comes after the dhamir al-fasl is actually the khabar, and it's not a tabi, yani something that is connected to the first word, the mubtada. The third point that, and we'll look at the exercise with this today, and the Arabic explanation of it. The third point is min at-tab'idiyya, yani where min is used to have the meaning of, yani, some of something. Like kul hadha means eat this. Kul min hadha means eat some of this, some of it. So this min is called min at-tab'idiyya. And they give us some examples of it. We'll see the examples in the exercises today. Now, number four is the use of hamzatul istifham as opposed to other interrogative particles or nouns. وَهَلْ جَاءَ الْمُدِيرُ, and has the headmaster come? The conjunction wow comes first, and then the interrogative pronoun hell. As far as hamzatul istifham, it precedes the conjunction. أَوَجَاءَ الْمُدِيرُ, instead of, yani instead of wow coming first as it is with hell, hamzatul istifham comes first. And this is the differentiation between hamzatul istifham, that it precedes a conjunction like wow or fa or thumma, whereas the other interrogative particles come, yani, after the conjunction. And they gave us some examples. We'll see those examples in the exercises today. Point number five, many ayat of the Quran commence with إِذْ. Like وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, in this case إِذْ is the object of the verb that is omitted, that's not mentioned, أُذْكُرُوا. Yani the meaning is أُذْكُرُوا إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, remember, yani when Ibrahim said. Point number six, the plural of مَيِّت is مَوْتَى on the pattern of فَعَلَى. It's a diptote, so it doesn't take tanween. And then they gave us some examples, which inshallah we'll see in the exercises. Point number seven is the munada. If the munada is a noun that has the pronoun of the first person singular, ya al-mutakallam, as its mudaf ilayh, it has five different forms. And if a noun is connected in idafa to ya al-mutakallam, and that noun is a munada, yani it's the word that comes after ya and nida, and then it is connected in idafa to ya al-mutakallam, so it has five possible forms. Ya Rabbi, and Ya Rabbi without elongation, and Ya Rabbiya with the Ya taking fatta, and Ya Rabba with fatta, and Ya Rabba with elongation with alif. And yani, inshallah we'll see this as well in the exercises today. Point number eight is that we have learned in lesson 14 that if the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya, it should take fa. Yani wa idha maridtu fa huwa yashfin. Yani if the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya, it should be preceded by fa. Here we are learning that this fa may be replaced by idha al-fujaiya. And the last point, number nine, is what we have learned concerning the mudaf verb in book 2, lesson 29. In all forms of the mudari except 2, the second radical loses its vowel and is assimilated into the third radical. in all forms of the mudari. We're talking about the mudari verb. Mudaf, when it's in the mudari form, all of its forms, except two. And those two are the two that are mabniyun, because they're connected to nun and niswa. Other than those two, all other mudari forms of the mudaf verb, the second radical loses its vowel. It doesn't take a vowel of its own, rather it's assimilated with the third radical, which is yani the same letter, yani the doubled letter. So this process is called al-idgham, yani where the first of the double letter is assimilated into the second one without a vowel. So we're saying here now that in the mudari majzum, yani when the mudaf verb, mudari mudaf verb is majzum, these four forms, yani yahujju, tahujju, ahujju, and nahujju, and tahujju is for anta tahujju and hiya tahujju. These four forms, five pronouns, have two possibilities. One is idgham, yani the normal way we saw it, where the first of the double letter doesn't have a vowel, it's merged into the second one. And the other possibility is faq, yani where faq al idgham, yani where the doubled letters are separated, and each of them yani having their own, each of them being recognized separately, not joining them together. And this also we're going to see in the exercises today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The process of removing the idgham, separating these two letters, is called faq al-idgham. And this is in reference to four forms of the mudari verb, yani yahujju huwa, tahujju anta or hiya, ahujju ana, and nahnu nahujju, as well as the second person masculine singular command form. Second person masculine singular command form also has the same possibility of merging these two letters together, idgham, or separating them. Okay, so that is what we wanted to look at in terms of quick review of the English key. And after this, we're going to pick up where we left off at now with the exercises. That is exercise number 5. Exercise number 5. We're going to start with exercise number 5. So exercise number 5 begins on page 224 of the Arabic section of the book. Let's turn to page 224. Now, and we're supposed to do the remaining exercises. Exercise 5 through 16, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so exercise number 5 is the mere faslin. It says on the page 224, halfway down the page, هذا هو المراقب الجديد. يعني this هو هنا, هو, the pronoun هو, is دمير فصلٍ. What is دمير فصلٍ? دمير فصل, الفصل is دمير رفعٍ. يؤتى به للفصل بين ما هو خبر وما هو تابع ولا محل له من الإعراب. So the dhamir al-fasl is a pronoun. It's called in English the distinguishing pronoun. Yani distinguishes or makes clear whether or not the word, that a word, yani following the mubtada, is either a tabi'a for it, yani a badal or not, or whether or not it is its khabar. In certain types of expressions, it won't be clear. It's possible to understand it as a bedel or not, and it's also possible to understand it as a khabar. If there's some doubt about its meaning, it's not clear, there's ambiguity, then the way to remove that, if it is intended to be a khabar, is to use the mir al-fasl, the distinguishing pronoun, which requires then that we understand it, the second word, to be the khabar. It requires us to understand that the second word is the khabar. So again, it says here, دَمِيرُ الْفَصْلِ دَمِيرُ رَفْعٍ, yani it's a pronoun, yani that is in the marfu'un form, yani in the position where it should be marfu'un. يُعْتَى بِهِ, it is brought, لِلْفَصْلِ بَيْنَمَا هُوَ خَبَرْ, to distinguish that which is the khabar, وَمَا هُوَ تَابِعٌ, and that which, yani could possibly be a tabi'a, yani a bedel or a not for that word. So is it a khabar, or is it other than that? Is it a badal or not? This distinguishes, if we see damir al-fasl, it means that it's a khabar. If it's not there, it could be understood in either of those two ways, that this could be the khabar completing the sentence, or it could be a tabir, yani a badal or not, that is attached to the mubtada and it still requires a khabar. So here's an explanation of this point here that gives us some examples to make clear to us the difference between how we understand the sentence with or without damir al-fasl. Okay? And by the way, the damir al-fasl, it says لا محل له من العراب, and it doesn't have any special yani place in terms of i'rab. And we don't say that it's a mubtada or a khabar or not or yani whatever. Nah. Okay, so it says ففي قولنا هذا هو المراقب الجديد. In this sentence, هذا هو, this is المراقب الجديد. المراقب is the khabar. In this sentence, المراقب is the khabar. This is the مراقب, the new مراقب. وإذا حذفنا, وإذا حذفنا دمير الفصل قلنا هذا المراقب الجديد. If we got rid of the دمير الفصل, then we would just say هذا المراقب الجديد. In that case, without the دمير الفصل, يجوز أن يكون المراقب بدلا من هذا. Then it is permissible, it's possible that مراقب in this sentence now without the دمير الفصل, يعني هذا المراقب الجديد, it's possible that مراقب here could be بدل for هذا, it could be a بدل for هذا, يعني the اسم إشارة that's followed by now with ألف لام is a بدل. So it could be بدل كأنه أو كأننا نريد أن نقول هذا المراقب الجديد نشيط, يعني it's as though we want to say هذا المراقب الجديد, this new مراقب is نشيط, he's very يعني active. And in this case, هذا is the مبتدأ and المراقب is its بدل, and جديد is a not for مراقب, and نشيط is the خبر. So it's possible without the مير الفصل that what we are saying here is هذا المراقب الجديد, يعني in this case مراقب is the بدل for هذا, and we're still in need of the خبر نشيط. وكذلك, but if we have the يعني the مير الفصل present, then this possibility of understanding al-muraqib here to be a badal is removed. And if we put the damir al-fasl in there, هذا هو al-muraqib al-jadid, now there's no possibility of us understanding that this is a badal. Rather, we know now it has to be a khabar. So هذا is the mubtada, هو is the damir al-fasl, and al-muraqib is the khabar. Without that damir al-fasl, could be khabar, could be a badal. So this is what differentiates the khabar from the badal, the damir al-fasl. When it's there, it's a khabar. Khalas. What comes after it is the khabar. Likewise, similarly, the same kind of problem. كذلك في قولنا حامد هو الناجح. حامد is الناجح, يعني the one who has passed, who has succeeded. الناجح in this sentence, after the damir al-fasl, is the khabar. Khalas. If it's the damir al-fasl, the word after the damir al-fasl is the khabar. وإذا حذفنا damir al-fasl وكنا حامد الناجح, but if we got rid of the damir al-fasl and we said يعني without هو حامد الناجح, يجوز أن يكون الناجح نعتا لحامد. In that case, it would be permissible, possible, that a naji here could be a not for Hamid. Yani describing Hamid. Hamid, a description, the not describing Hamid is a naji. Hamid and naji. So it could be a not for Hamid, in which case we are still waiting for a khabar. But with the damir al-fasl huwa, Hamid huwa naji, then it becomes clear that a naji is not a not for Hamid, rather it is the khabar. Because the damir al-fasl requires and we understand the word following it to be the khabar. I hope this is clear. Alright, so they give us some examples here. On the next page, 225, it says, إِلَيْكَ أَمْثِلَةً أُخْرَى لِدَمِيرُ الْفَصْلِ. So take these other examples of the differentiating pronoun, دمير الفصل. Aleph, it says, وَأُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these, they are the successful. Here, hum is the domain of al-fasl. It makes clear that al-muflihun is the khabar. Otherwise, it could be ulaika al-muflihun, yani as a general sentence in Arabic, ulaika wa ulaika al-muflihun, yani al-muflihun could be a badal for the ism ishara ulaika, yani ism ishara followed by alif lam, yani it could be a badal. As well, though, it could be a khabar, but it's not clear without the dhamir al-fasl. If the dhamir al-fasl is used, then it becomes clear that it is only the khabar. The second example, ba, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtaru. Indeed, shani'aka, the one who hates you, he is the al-abtar, yani the one whose offspring is cut off, who is without offspring. He's the one who's cut off. So in this sentence, again, huwa is the dhamir al-fasl. So it makes us to know that al-abtar is the khabar. Inna shani'aka, indeed, the one who hates you, huwa al-abtar. He is the one who is without offspring. He is the one who is cut off. So dhamir al-fasl makes clear that al-abtar is the khabar. Otherwise, without it, then yani it's not crystal clear whether it's a khabar or whether it is yani a not describing shani'aka, yani the one who hates you. Yani the one who hates you, who is the cutoff. It could be a not for him, but with the dhamir al-fasl, it becomes clear that it is a khabar. Jim, it says, hadhihi as-sayyaratu. This is the car. Again, dhamir al-fasl here makes clear that as-sayyara is the khabar. Otherwise, if it's removed, we have ism ishara followed by noun with alif lam. That could be a badal. Hadhihi as-sayyaratu. Meaning, this car, and then we're waiting for a khabar. هذه السيارة يعني غالية. It is expensive. So the dhamir al-fasl يعني distinguishes what could be a badal or not, distinguishes from that which is can only be the khabar. It makes us know that it is the khabar. And also we should note that the dhamir al-fasl should correspond to the mubtada. So we see ulaika following the dhamir al-fasl is going to be yani plural. Third person plural. And we see in the shani'aka huwa, yani shani'a, yani is third person masculine singular, so it's corresponding with the pronoun huwa, and hadihi is third person, is referring to feminine singular, so we see the feminine singular pronoun, third person feminine singular pronoun being used, yani corresponding to it. So the dhamir al-fasl can be singular, dual, plural, can be masculine, feminine, and so on to reflect, and to correspond with the khabar, I mean with the mubtada. Okay, then it says, number one, yani a question that goes with this exercise, number five, it says, istakhraj, that's number five, yeah, istakhraj, ma warada fi al-dars, min dhamir al-fasl, yani extract from what has been mentioned in the lesson, pronouns of fasl, distinguishing, differentiating pronouns. So the first one came. Okay, maybe. Oh yeah, it came here in the first line of the lesson. هذا هو الكتيب الذي أريد ترجمته. يعني هذا هو الكتيب. The second one. And I wrote them down. I didn't highlight them in my lesson. But in any case, the second one was هذا هو السبب. هذا هو السبب. This was in reference to when the teacher was asking him about his French, and that his French was so good. He was wondering. Yeah. Okay. So okay. So here it is. Then. Yeah, he asked him how he speaks French so well, and he said that he was grew up and was raised in Paris because his father was working there. And then the teacher says, this is in the 11th line. The mudarris says in the bottom half of the page, هذا هو السبب. اقرأ الآية الآيات يا أحمد. هذا هو السبب. In the third example came, هذا هو المراقب الجديد. هذا هو المراقب الجديد. And هذا هو المراقب الجديد should have come on the third page, I mean on the second page. And هذا هو المراقب الجديد. نعم. It came in the middle of the page, right under the title يدخل رجل ويسلم. Any line number 6 or 7. نعم. It says المدرس says بعدما يرد التحية يا إخوان هذا هو المراقب الجديد. نعم. So those are three examples that came in the درس in the text يعني of دمير فصل. Then it says question number 2 أدخل ألف لام على الخبر في كل جملة بما يأتي وأتي بدمير فصل مناسب. يعني now it says they give us three examples ألف باء جيم and it says utilize or use introduce ألف لام on the خبر. Use ألف لام on the خبر in these sentences in each of the following sentences and then bring a دمير فصل that is suitable or appropriate. So by putting ألف لام on the khabar of these sentences, yani the first sentence is hadha baytun, so this is a mubtada and a khabar, but if you add alif lam, now it's not clear, is this al bayt, is it a badal for hadha or is it the khabar? So here we bring in the dhamir al-fasl, huwa hadha huwa al baytu, yani the original sentence hadha baytun, this is a house. But when we add alif lam, هذا البيت, it could mean this house, and we're still looking for a khabar, or it could be this is the house. But it's not clear, so the dhamir al-fasl makes it clear that it's the khabar. هذا هو البيت. The second one, هؤلاء ناجحون, these are those who pass. هؤلاء ناجحون. So in this sentence, it's clear that this is a مبتدأ and a khabar, but if we add alif lam, هؤلاء الناجحون, in this case, it could be these successful ones, and we're waiting for a khabar, or it could be these are these successful ones. هَؤُلَاءِ النَّاجِحُونَ. But if we bring the دَمِيرُ الْفَصُلُ, appropriate دَمِيرُ الْفَصُلُ, هُمْ, هَؤُلَاءِ هُمْ النَّاجِحُونَ, then it becomes clear that النَّاجِحُونَ is the khabar. These, they are the ones who were successful, who passed. جِيم, هَذِهِ مَجَلَّةٌ, this is a magazine, this is a مُبْتَدَى and a khabar. But if we had alif lam, هذه المجلة, at this point, يعني المجلة could be a بدل for هذه, in which case it would mean this magazine, and we're waiting for a khabar, or it could be this is the magazine, هذه المجلة. It's not clear which one it is, so if we bring the دمير الفصل, that's appropriate, مناسب, that is هي, هذه هي المجلة, then it becomes clear that المجلة is the خبر. I'm sorry, there's one more sentence there. أولئك راسبات, those are the راسبات, those who have failed. The females who have failed. This is a مبتدأ and a خبر. أولئك راسبات. But if we had ألف لام to راسبات, أولئك الراسبات, now there's ambiguity, we don't know if الراسبات is a بدل for أولئك, in which case it would mean those ones who have failed, and then we are waiting for a خبر, or does it mean those are the ones who have failed? So if it is the second, those are the ones who have failed, to make it clear we use the دمير الفصل هن, third person feminine singular, to go with يعني أولئك الراسبات. So we say أولئك هن الراسبات. Alright, so the دمير الفصل makes clear that the word following it is a خبر. Without it, it could be a خبر and it could be a بدل or not. Alright, exercise number 6 says منا من يريد. From amongst us is he who wants something. هذه, and in this sentence من, هذه من التبعيدية. This is the من that's known as من التبعيدية. From the word بعض, يعني some of, بعض, باء عين ضاد. فمعنى منا, so the meaning of منا here is بعدنا. The meaning of منا من يريد, The meaning of it is, the min here is min tabaidiyya. It means ba'd. So minna means ba'duna. Some of us are those who want something. Minna man yuridu. From amongst us is one who or some who wants something. إِلَيْكَ أَمْثِلَةٍ أُخْرَى. Take the following examples. And these examples that they have given us here are five. The first of them, is قُلْ مِنْ هَذَا. Eat from this. This is مِنْ تَبْعِيدِيَ, so it means eat. قُلْ بَعْدُ. قُلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا. قُلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا. Eat some of this. قُلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا. Yani because this min tab'idiyya means ba'd, yani some of it, some of them. Number two, min at-tullabi man ya'rifu al-inkiliziyyata wa minhum man ya'rifu al-faransiyyata. So from amongst the students are some who know English, and from amongst them are some who know French. So again, min التبعيدية, the meaning of it is بعد. So the meaning of من التلاب, meaning بعد التلاب. Some of the students know English. ومنهم وبعدهم من يعرف الفرنسية. And from amongst them are those who know French. Number three, قال تعالى ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. سورة البقرة, second surah, 8th ayat. ومن الناس, and from amongst the people are some who say, مَنْ يَقُولُ, who say we believe in Allah in the last day, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, while they, in fact, are not really believers. So again, the meaning here of مِنْ التَّبَعِيدِيَ, it means بَعْد. يعني, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, يعني, وَبَعْدُ النَّاسِ. Some of the people say we believe in Allah in the last day, while they are not believers. Excuse me. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, number four says, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the saying of Allah the Most High, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. In my book it has يُنْفَقُونَ, it's a fatah, it should be a dhamma. In fact, in my book on the previous line, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, I had wrote in the kasra, but actually it has B, yani instead of B it has ba. يعني فتح instead of كسرة. Okay, in any case, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from what we have provided for them, they spend. Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, third ayat. Again, the meaning is here is some of, وَمِمَّا, some of what, يعني from, some of it, of what we have provided for them, they are spending. They are spending, مِمَّا, يعني بَعْدُ مَا, some of what we have given to them. In the last example they gave us, anta min ahsani at-tullab, you are from amongst the best of the students, yani you are, yani one of the best of the students. Five. After this, page 226, exercise number 7. Let me look at the time. Five, plenty of time. Exercise number 7, it says, أفعشت في فرنسا, يعني have you lived in France? In this sentence, حمزة الاستفهام تتقدم على حروف العطف. And we see the حمزة coming first before the conjunction فا. We see حمزة الاستفهام coming first before the conjunction فا. So the rule is what? حمزة الاستفهام تتقدم precedes حروف العطف, the conjunctions. By the way, this is mentioned as point number 4 in the English key on page 118. Alright, so it says here, for example, so they give us some examples, three examples. And after those examples, it says, وَأَخَوَاتُهَا تَتَأَخَّرُ عَنْ حُرُوفَ الْعَطْفِ. So Hamzatul Istifham, this is the rule, Hamzatul Istifham تَتَقَدَّمُ, it precedes, comes ahead of حروف العطف, conjunctions. وَأَخَوَاتُهَا, after the examples it says, وَأَخَوَاتُهَا, as far as its sisters, the other types of, يعني, question words, they تتأخر, they come after the حروف العطف, conjunctions. They come after them. Alright, so that's the rule here. Hamzat al-Istifham is distinguished from the other question words in that it comes before conjunctions, حروف عطف, and the other ones come after. So let's look at the examples for Hamzat al-Istifham. 1, 2, and 3, the first one, Surah al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 48th Ayat. The conjunction here is wow. أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا. Do they not look at, يعني, examine, consider? أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا. Note here that Hamzat al-Istifham is preceding the conjunction wow. In the second example, we have the conjunction fa. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا. Did they not travel, يعني, through the earth? This Surah to Yusuf, 12th Surah, 109th Ayat. Here we have Hamzat al-Istifham تتقدم على حروف عطف, يعني it's coming ahead of the conjunction فا. In the third example, they give us the conjunction ثم. أثم إذا ما وقع آمنتم به. Surah to Yunus, 10th Surah, I think it's 10th Surah, 51st Ayat. أثم. So what's the point here? And the point here is that Hamzat al-Istifham precedes the conjunction. Whether it's wow, fa, thumma, or other than that, Hamzat al-Istifham precedes the conjunction, unlike the other question words which come after the conjunction. The conjunction comes first and then the question word. The third example they gave us for Hamzat al-Istifham, I didn't translate it. أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. يعني, is it then that when it actually happens, إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ, if it actually happened, then آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, then you will believe in it? So again, the point is Hamzat al-Istifham precedes the conjunctions. And here they gave us three examples for wa, fa, and thumma. Then it's the opposite rule for the other question words. وَأَخَوَاتُهَا, any other types of istifham. تَتَأَخَّرُ, comes after the حروف عطف. For example, فَهَلْ, yani the harf atf, the conjunction fa comes first, and then hell comes after it. Yani this is in Surah Ahqaf, 46 Surah, 35th Ayah. فَهَلْ يُحْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Again, the conjunction came first, and hell came after. Then it says, أَدْخِلْ وَعَوَ الْعَطِفْ عَلَى هَاتَيْنِ الْجُمْلَتَيْنِ. Yani, introduce or use waw al-atif on the two hataini al-jumlataini, these two sentences. One of them is with hamzat al-istifham and the other one is with hell. So with hamzat al-istifham, hamzat al-istifham should come first before waw al-atif, and with other than hamzat al-istifham, waw al-atif should come first. So we should say in the first one, yani أَجَاءَ الْمُدَرِّسُونَ جُدُدْ, have the new teachers come, we should say أَوَجَاءَ, أَوَ, conjunction coming after Hamzat al-Istifham, أَوَجَاءَ الْمُدَرِّسُونَ الْجُدُدْ. And the second one, هَلْ هَذَا جَائِزْ, is this permissible? So here if we add wow, al-atif, it should come before hell, it should be wa هَلْ هَذَا جَائِزْ. Exercise number 8 is dealing with, in the Quran, the word إِذْ. It says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَهِيمُ, this came from the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَهِيمُ, and remember when Ibrahim said, هُنَا إِذْ, the word إِذْ in this ayat is مَفْعُولٌ بِ, it is the مَفْعُولٌ بِ, the object of the verb, لِفِعْلٍ مَحْذُوفٍ, it is the object of a verb that is مَحْذُوف, that is omitted, deleted, left out. تَقْدِيرُهُ, it's understood to be أُذْكُرُ. So the meaning is understood to be وَذْكُرُ, and remember, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَهِيمُ, when Ibrahim said, and remember when Ibrahim said. So this إِذْ here is the مَفْعُولٌ بِ, the object of a verb that is deleted, it's understood to be أُذْكُرُ. أُذْكُرُ إِذْ, remember when. Number 9, مَوْتَى is the gem of مَيِّتْ وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْن فَعَلَى. Yani, the first radical takes fatah, the second radical takes sukoon, the third radical takes fatah elongated by alif maksura. Fa'ala. Yani, mawta. Ghayr munawwanin. Ghayr munawwanin. And it doesn't take tanween. لأنه ممنوع من الصرف, because it is a diptote, ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, so this pattern of فعل, plural pattern of فعل is ممنوع من الصرف, so it doesn't take تنوين. And this is the 6 point mentioned in the English key on page 118, whereas the word إذ being the مفعول به is the 5th point mentioned in the key also on page 118. So back to this plural pattern of فعل. It says هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية على وزن فعل. يعني give the plural of the following nouns on the pattern of فعل. So مريض, a sick person, is مرضى. And قتيل, one who was killed, is قتلى. And جريح, one who was wounded, is جرحى. And أصير, يعني the one who is captive, is أسرى. And صريع, the one who is thrown down to the ground, يعني like the person who has epileptic seizure. صريع is صرعى. And أمحق, يعني a stupid person, is حمقى. Exercise number 10 is dealing with a noun that is the منادى after يا النداء, and it has connected to it in إضافة the يا المتكلم, first person singular pronoun, first person singular pronoun يا النداء, corresponding to the personal pronoun أنا. So they gave us ربي أرني, oh my رب, show me. هنا ربي أصله يا ربي, its origin is يا ربي, because remember we said this is a reference to the منادى, a word that's after يا النداء, and it has connected to it in إضافة يا المتكلم, the first person singular pronoun يا المتكلم. So even though it just says ربي here, the أصل of it is يا ربي. And here we also see that the ya al-mutakallam is also omitted in this example. Yani rabbi arini, rabbi arini. We don't see the ya elongating the kasra, but the asal of it is ya rabbi. Hudifa minhu haraf al-nida. So the haraf al-nida, the ya al-nida, ya is yani omitted. Wa ya al-mutakallam, and also the ya al-mutakallam, the first person pronoun, is also omitted. So two things are omitted here in Rabbi. Yani ya al-nida is omitted, ya Rabbi, and also the ya al-mutakallam in Rabbi is also omitted. هذا مثال للمنادى المضاف إلى ya al-mutakallam. So this is an example of the منادى, the word that comes after ya al-nida, that is مضاف إلى ya al-mutakallam, that's connected in إضافة to ya al-mutakallam. Okay, so turning to the next page, the continuation of this point, it says يَجُوزُ فِي يَائِهَا خَمْسَةُ أَوْجُوهُ. So it is permissible, يعني 5 different ways of this يَا, يعني the يَا المتكلم, as the مضاف إليه for the noun that's the منادى. 2 things we're looking at. The noun is a منادى, it's after يَا المتكلم, and secondly, it's connected in إضافة to يَا المتكلم, the first person singular pronoun. So there are 5 ways that first person singular pronoun ya al-mutakallam can come in this situation. Number 1, hadfuha ma baqa'i al-kasra. So it can be omitted, the ya al-mutakallam, and what remains is only the kasra that would normally precede it. For example, ya rabbi. Without the elongation, yani that represents ya al-mutakallam. وهذا هو الأكثر, and this is how it mostly came, without the ya al-mutakallam that's attached to it in إضافة. The second way is إثبات الياء ساكنة, that the ya, it remains, it's not deleted, and it has سكون, يا ساكنة. For example, يا ربي. وهذا دون الأول في الكثرة, and this one is a little bit less than the first one in terms of how often it comes. يعني the first one يا ربي, without elongation, without the يا المتكلم, يا المتكلم being deleted, is most common. And the second most common is يا ربي, with the يا المتكلم not being omitted. Thirdly, is إثبات الياء مفتوحة. Is the ياء remaining, but it's instead of سكون ساكنة, it's مفتوحة. It takes فتح. For example, يا ربي يا ربي. يعني the ياء is there, but it's instead of سكون it has فتح. The fourth one is قلب الياء ألفا. Is that the ياء is converted to ألف. The ياء is converted to ألف. For example, يا ربا. Instead of يا ربي يا ربا. وقد تلحقها هاء والسكت عند الوقف. And sometimes it may be followed by attached to it هاء السكت. When you, if you stop on it, the هاء is known as هاء السكت. So you see it as يا ربا with a هاء with سكون following it. And the fifth way is قلب الياء ألفا. That the يا المتكلم is transformed into ألف وحذفها, and then the ألف is deleted. واستغناء عنها بالفتح, and we are sufficed, يعني in place of the ألف that it has been converted to, in place of that ألف which is deleted, we suffice with a فتحة, which reminds us that it was an ألف there. For example, Ya Rabba. Ya Rabba. Instead of Ya Rabba, the Alif the Ya al-Mutakallim is transformed into Alif, and then the Alif is deleted, and only the Fatha that normally precedes it remains. يَجْمَعُ هَذِهِ الْأَوْجُحُ قَوْلُنَا. And all of these different ways, five ways of this Ya al-Mutakallim as the مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ to a munada, all of those five ways are joined together, gathered together in this statement. Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabba, Rabba, Rabbiya. Yani Rabbi without elongation, and then Rabbi, which is its original form. And then Rabba without elongation, and then Rabba with the Aleph, that the Ya al-Mutakallim was transformed into Aleph. And then Rabbiya, yani with the Ya al-Mutakallim, but instead of Sukun, it has a Fatha. Okay, so this, I think I already mentioned, this is the point number 7 from the English key on page 119. Okay, now the next point is exercise number 11. It's just an explanation. There's no exercise to do here. And it's covered in the English key on page 119 as well. Point number 8 in the English key, point number 8, exercise 11 here. It says, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And suddenly or surprisingly, يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, they are getting good news. إِذَا كَانَ جَوَابَ الشَّرْطِ جُمْلَةً إِسْمِيَّةً وَجَبَ اِقْتِرَانُهُ بِالْفَاعِ كَمَا عَلِمْتَ. يعني if the جواب الشرط is a jumla ismiya, it's obligatory that it be accompanied by fa, as we learned previously. وَيَجُوزُ إِقَامَةُ إِذَا فُوجَائِيَّ مَقَامَ الْفَاعِ. But it's also permissible that إِذَا فُوجَائِيَّ may take the place of that fa that accompanies the jawab al-shart if it's a jumla ismiya. Instead of the fa, we can put إِذَا فُوجَائِيَّ. Again, this is mentioned in point 8 of the English key on page 119. Okay, exercise number 12, which is given in detail as point number 9 of the English key, pages 119 and 120. Here it's just mentioned in brief. This exercise number 12 is dealt with in more detail. The explanation of it is here in brief with just a couple of examples, but it's given more detail in point number 9 of the English key on pages 119 and 120. So it says here, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ اللَّهِ. Yani whoever Allah causes to go astray. It says the rule is المضاري المجزوم بالسكون والأمر المبني عليه من الفعل المضاعف يجوز فيها الإدغام والفك. This is the summary of the rule related to this. It says المضاعف, but note each word is very, very important. المضاري المجزوم بالسكون. So the مضاري, from the مضاعف verb, the مضاري that's مجزوم. Okay, we're not talking about the مضاري that's منسوب or مرفون, but the مضاري that's مجزوم, and we're only talking about the مضاري that's مجزوم with سكون. Because there's also mudaf verb that's mudari majzoom, but it's majzoom, and the sign of it being majzoom is not sukoon. The sign of it being majzoom, for example, is hadf and noon. So we're not talking about those mudaf mudari verbs. We're talking about only the mudaf mudari verb that when it's majzoom, the sign of it being majzoom is sukoon. All right. So that's for huwa, hiya, ana, and nahnu, and anta. All right. So those forms of the mudaaf verb, any that has the two letters that are double, those forms of the mudaaf verb that are majzoom, and the sign of them being majzoom is sukoon, those are four forms of the mudaaf verb representing five pronouns. Yani huwa, for example, huwa yahujju. And hiya tahujju or anta tahujju, and ana ahujju and nahnu nahujju. Those four forms of mudari verb representing five pronouns. Tahujju represents anta and hiya. When those forms of the mudari, mudaf mudari, when those forms are majzoom, this rule is applicable to them. It's not applicable to other mudari majzoom verbs of the mudaf. Only when the sign of them being majzoom is sukoon. The second situation where this rule applies is the amr, the fi'l amr, when it's mabniyun ala sukoon. Yani mabniyun alayhi, meaning mabniyun ala sukoon. And this is only talking about, yani the second person masculine singular amr form. The fi'l amr, second person masculine singular form. That in these cases, these four forms of the mudari verb representing five pronouns and the second person masculine singular fi'l amr, command form or imperative form. These are the forms of the mudaf, mudari, that this special rule applies to. Okay, what is the special rule? يَجُوزُ فِيهِمَا يعني الإدغام والفك. يعني in these مضاعف مضاري مجزوم بالسكون and the فعل أمر مبني على السكون second person masculine singular form يعني أمر form, these are, it's permissible in them to have إدغام where the two doubled letters come together, the first one having no vowel, or you can فك separate them where each has its own position instead of them coming together. This is a special rule for the mudaaf verb when it is majzoom by sukoon or when it is the second person masculine singular fi'l amr mabniyun ala sukoon. Okay, and then they give us these examples. For example, lam yashudda. Okay, we said this is in reference to what? Yashudda, tashudda, ahujja, and nahujja. These four forms of the mudari verb. If they are majzoom, then you can make the two double letters come together, the first one without vowel, or you can separate them, giving the first one a vowel. So you can say lam yashudda, or you can say lam yashdud. Alright? That's for the fi'l, yani that's for the mudari, majzoom with sukoon. So they gave us one example here. I want to broaden it a little bit. Just like we can say lam yashudda, we can say lam tashudda. Lam tashudda or lam tashdud. Lam ashudda or lam ashdud. Lam nashudda or lam nashdud. All of these can be idgham. يعني نشد أشد yashudda tashudda, or we can separate it, faq. Alright, the same thing is for the fi'l amr, second person masculine, singular form, yani of the fi'l amr when it's mabniyun ala sukoon. So you can say shudda, or you can say ushdud, you can say hujja, or you can say uhjuj, and so on like this. Then they give us an example from Surah Taha, 20th Surah, 27th Ayah, وَفِي التَّنْزِيلِ, in that which has been revealed, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what Allah refers to from Musa alayhi salam, in Surah Taha, 20th Surah, 27th Ayah, وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي, and loosen or untie the نُقْدَة, the uqda, yani the knot from my tongue, yani referring to the speech impediment of Musa alayhi salam. So here we see that the verb, yani wahlul, yani we see the two letters that normally would be joined together being separated, and the first one, instead of having no vowel, it's taking its vowel. So instead of wahlul, yani if we bring them together, yani idgham, it will be hulla, hulla, like hujja, like shudda, hulla. Naam. And the reason why it's hulla, by the way, if we can remember from when we did the mudaf verbs, is because, yani, when you formulate the fi'l amra, you get rid of the prefix letter, the ta, and then you make the last letter sakin. So since the first of the double letter was already sukoon, when you make the second one sukoon, you have iltiqar sakinain. To eliminate that, they put a fatha vowel on it. So it became hulla or hujja or shudda. Now, so again, this is given a little bit more detail and more examples in the English key. Point number 9, pages 119. And 120. Again, this is explained in a little bit greater detail in the English key. So it'll be worthwhile to go back to the English key and seeing all the examples that are given there and the broader explanation. And sometimes the English key, the explanation is a little bit better, and sometimes the Arabic explanation in the Arabic text is a little bit better. So sometimes we have to look at both of them to see which one is giving us the best explanation. Of course, it's always better to read it in Arabic, but there are occasions in which the English explanation might be more thorough in terms of its explanation, it might be fuller. Yeah, so in this case, the explanation here in the English key is fuller, more comprehensive, so it's good to go back and look at it. Okay, let's just finish the remaining exercises. Exercise number 13, we're still on page 227. Bottom part of the page, it says, ما نوعو, yani what is the type of the word ما in the sentence, كما يتكلم أهل فرنسا. كما يتكلم أهل فرنسا. Just as the people of France speak. So كما, in this word كما, what type of ما is this? What نو ما نو ما في كما. هذه الماء ماء المصدرية. يعني this ماء is ماء المصدرية. نعم. And ماء المصدرية is the ماء that can be transformed into a clear مصدر. Clear يعني infinitive. يعني it can be expressed in a clear مصدر as opposed to coming with the verb, yani ما يتكلم, كما يتكلم, yani it could be, yani the meaning of it is كَكَلَام, كَكَلَامِ, yani in other words, the مصدر كلام can replace this ما المصدرية with the, and the verb يتكلم can be converted into a clear مصدر كلام. نعم, كما يتكلم, يعني ككلام أهل فرنسا. The next exercise is exercise number 14. ما مفرد الجلود. The singular of the جلود is جلدون. يعني جلد means the skin of the animal, the hide. Number 15. اذكر باب كل فعل مما يأتي. Mention the باب of each verb from what follows. So the first of them is استنثره. استنثره means to blow out, like blow out water from your nose when you're making wudu. استنثره. And this is باب, it's from باب استفعل. استفعل from باب استفعل. يعني the tenth form of the verb from نثرة. يعني adding همزة الوصل with كسرة سين and تاء. استنثرة يعني from نثرة. To blow out, يعني water from the nose, for example. The second one, تقعر. تقعر means speaking gutturally. تقعر. And it's from the باب تفعل. يعني which is the fifth form of the ثلاثي مزيد. يعني تفعل. Where the middle radical is doubled and تاء is prefixed to it. The third is استبشر. استبشر from the verb, the root, triliteral root بشر. استبشر يعني is from the باب استفعل. استفعل which is the tenth form of the verb, means good news. Receive the good news. استبشر. The last one is لان. لان يلين. And it's from the باب فعل يفعل. From the ثلاثي verb باب يعني فتح كسرة. فعل يفعل. It has فتح on the middle radical in the past tense and كسرة on the middle radical in the present tense. And then the last exercise, exercise number 16. On page 228, ما لم يغرغر. ما لم يغرغر. ما لم يغرغر يعني أي مدة عدم الغرغرة. الغرغرة يعني ما لم يغرغر. It means the period of time in which يعني you didn't gargle. Or in this case, it means yani. It means the time in which the soul yani, up until the time which in which the soul of the dying person didn't yet reach the throat. Malam yugargir yani, the soul of the dying person didn't yet reach the throat where he begins to choke or gargle. Yani literally gargle, but the meaning of it is choking at the time of death. Malam yugargir. So here, ما لم يغرغر means يعني as long as, up until the period of time, up until the person reaches, the soul reaches the throat. هذه ما المصدرية الظرفية. So this ما is ما المصدرية that can become a مصدر with the verb يعني, but it also has the meaning of ظرفية يعني, the meaning of ظرف الزمان. Yani time, the mudda, the period of time, yani as long as, yani the whole period of time, as long as the soul didn't yet reach the throat. Naam. And this is mentioned in the Quran in Surah, in the Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 18th Ayah, that Allah accepts the person's repentance as long as, yani he didn't reach the point where his soul is at the throat. Yani he's on his, yani at the time of death, that his soul is being taken out of his body. Up until that time, Allah accepts the repentance of a person until that particular point. Yani ما لم يغرغر, as long as he didn't reach that point of the soul coming from the body, reaching the throat. So this ما المصدرية الظرفية, yani it is the ما that's it's mastariya because it can be converted with the verb into a clear master. But the difference here is that it also has the additional indication of dharfiya or indication of time. Okay, and they give us three examples here, yani which show that this is, and it can be converted into the masdar. The ma and the verb can be converted to a masdar, but it also has the additional meaning of dharfiya, yani time, zaman. A, it says, سَيَبْقَى الْإِسْلَامُ مَا بَقِيَ الْعَالَمُ مَا بَقِيَ الْعَالَمُ يعني سيبقى الإسلام will remain ما بقي العالم يعني مدة بقاء العالم يعني for the period of time as long as the world remains, as long as this world remains, Islam will remain. سيبقى الإسلام ما بقي العالم يعني مدة بقاء العالم for the period of time of the remaining of the world. So here ما بقي يعني comes with the master بقاء or بقاء بقاء يعني مد, but it also has the additional meaning of time, مدة بقاء العالم. نعم. After this, the second example, ba, it says أطيعوني ما أطعت الله ورسوله يعني obey me as long as I have been obedient to Allah and His Messenger. يعني ما أطعت, this is ما مصدريه with the verb أطعت with the additional meaning of a period of time. يعني obey me for the period of time as long as I am obedient to Allah and His Messenger. A, مدة إطاعتي الله ورسوله يعني for the period of time that I am obedient to Allah and His Messenger. So here the ما أطعت, the ما مصدريه and the verb is transformed into the master إطاعة, إطاعة. The master إطاعة, obedience. يعني إطاعتي, my obedience of Allah and His Messenger. يعني the period of time that as long as I'm obedient to Allah and His Messenger. So it has the additional meaning of ظرفية. The last example they gave, اجلس في هذا الكرسي ما لم يأتي صاحبه يعني أي مدة عدم إتيان صاحبه. يعني sit in this chair ما لم يأتي as long as he didn't come. يعني صاحبه يعني the one whose chair is, as long as he didn't come. ما لم يأتي صاحبه يعني as long as the one whose chair this is didn't come. A, مدة عدم إتياني, the period of time of him not coming. عدم إتياني صاحبه, as long as يعني the صاحب, the owner or the person whose chair it belongs to, عدم إتيان, he didn't come. The period of time that he didn't come. So again, yani we see that the ma lam ya'ti, yani the ma al-masdariya and the verb ya'ti can be converted into the master ityan. But here it has also the additional meaning of dharfiya, yani mudda, the period of time, as long as he didn't come. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. With that, inshallah, we'll stop here. Just remind everyone, inshallah, that we'll be starting a new lesson in the next session, lesson 27. And until I send out the homework assignment, please get busy with the new lesson, reading the English key, and perhaps even reading the dialogue. But you don't have to wait until tomorrow when you get homework assignment. You can start today if you are able to, and just at least start reading the English key, so you can have time to read it a few times. The more times you read it, the better, inshallah, you're going to comprehend it, and the more benefit you're going to get out of it. So if we start today, alhamdulillah, read it yani a little bit casually, and then read it again yani tomorrow, and when the homework assignment comes, inshallah, you already be on track. Now, okay, I'm going to stop here with this, and I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Allah, out of His generosity and kindness, recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and out of His mercy, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us yani al-thabat, yani to be firm and steadfast upon the sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant yani wellness and recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, that he fill their graves with light, and that he make them spacious, and that he protect them from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of the fire, and that he admit them into his paradise. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.